What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So today's show is, do I have the right kind of policy on my house based on who occupies the house and who owns the house? But let's talk about who we are and do a short recap of our previous two shows. Mark, Kathy and I are independent insurance agents, and what that is we have more than one company. So we actually work for the customer and represent the customer's needs to the insurance company. There's different types of insurance providers out there. You know, we've been independent agents for one. Another one is an exclusive agent where they may only work for one company or have some limited markets for other needs that they may have. And also, you can get it online. But I think that our way is a very good way to have, because you've got a relationship with an actual person, with an actual agent, instead of just calling up an 800 number. So today, let's talk about last week, Kathy, and let's talk about the last two shows. The first one we did is your home adequately insured in the event of a total loss? And then last week's show we had overcoming from a total loss with Ms. Annie Lloyd. So this was kind of a very personal time. I hope everybody got to listen to the show. If you did not, these shows will be on our website. And go ahead and tell us where we're located and what our information is, Kathy.
Well, More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. And you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, or can also find us on Facebook. Mountain Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina, and it's past Arby's on Highway 64. And Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and Burger King.
So we can either have Arby's or Burger King.
Yeah.
How good is that? Okay, so Annie, as we talked about last week, and you know, Annie Lloyd is not here today, but last week she was here on last week's show. That was an emotional time, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because she sung at our wedding, and her house burned. And so she described what that was like last week and the process of what that looked like. On our first show, we had talked about, you know, having the right value on the house. We talked about actual cash value. We talked about replacement costs. Annie's house was insured for replacement value, but we could not get the guaranteed rebuilding value or the additional amount endorsement on there because of the age of the house. So it was an older house. It was a nice house, just older. I mean, yes. Our first house was built in 62, Kathy, wasn't it, when we first got in there? Mm-hmm. And it was a fixer-upper, and we spent a lot of time painting, and we lived in a construction project, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. So what we had, and I hope I was able to illustrate this last week, but when Annie's house burned, the first thing that she got was a letter saying we're going to pay the actual cash value of the house. So you've got what the depreciated value is of a house, and then you've got what the rebuilding value is. In her situation, this difference was $40,000.
Yes.
And I had mentioned before that I was very concerned that the policy could have been an actual cash value policy, which means she would have had to come up with $40,000. Thank goodness that we did have the replacement cost endorsement on her house. So she was first paid the actual cash value, what the house was worth at the time. And then once the house was completed, she got the additional amount, which actually put her back whole. She was able to go back into her house. She was able to get back to, like she said, just a little bit better than where she was. So that was quite an emotional show. Again, today, this is Mark and Kathy Moore. We will be talking about what kind of policy you have for your situation in regards to occupancy and who owns the house. I wanted to revisit a story. I mentioned my wife Kathy is from Largo, Florida. So, Kathy, when you came here, was it a culture shock?
Yes, it was.
How big a culture shock was it?
A very big culture shock.
Very big.
Yes.
Could you understand me when we first started talking?
Yes.
Okay. So a little bit of the country accent here, correct?
That's correct.
One thing Kathy just didn't know, when you come up from Florida, there's things about Georgia you don't know. And one thing is that in Georgia, fire burns in different directions. House burnt down, your TV burned up, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. So it's a little bit different up here. And so I wanted to talk about what your experience in Florida. Largo, Florida is just outside of Clearwater. We have the best of both worlds. We can be in the mountains, or we can make the 12-hour trip down there, and we can stay at the beach. And so her parents live right across the intercoastal to Indian Rocks Beach. And it's just, I don't know how many people have been there, but I can tell you it's just a beautiful area. And I like it down there. The sand is just a beautiful color, and it's a nice family beach. And you've got Clearwater Beach just around the way. So one thing about that, though, is you've got to deal with something that we don't have to deal with as much of up here, and that's hurricanes. Correct?
Right. That's correct.
Yes. So we did have Hurricane Opal, Hurricane Ivan, but that's just the remnants of what a hurricane is. So one time she was at her house, and her dad was up here working in the farm that her grandfather had over in Shooting Creek. Mm-hmm. And I think people will remember, if you've been around Shooting Creek, there was a U-Pick strawberry farm.
That's right.
Well, that was her dad's or her grandfather's farm. And I guess some of the family had kind of thought they had lost it moving up here, because they had a very nice house in Florida, and they moved up here to the mountains and had a mountain home, correct?
Correct.
So you came up here as a teenager. What was that like?
Well, we came up to go to the Georgia Mountain Fair. That was fun.
The fair. Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody goes to the fair. In fact, I first saw Kathy at the fair when she came back by with her family before we started dating. So in Florida, there was a particular time that your dad was up here. He's working in the strawberries. He's looking, I guess he felt, I guess this is your story to tell, Kathy. Let's go ahead and tell the story about what happened to you, what you experienced.
Well, we were, my dad was up here with my grandparents, as you said, and he felt that he just needed to come home. So he drove all the way home and got here in the middle of the night. And we, of course, were happy he was home. And I got up and took a normal shower, and I was in the shower, and it was raining, like it rains a lot. And there was a storm. I had the radio on in the back of the house. My mother had the TV on in the front of the house, and it started raining so hard. I just thought, well, it's going to come through the roof. So I got out of the shower, got dressed, came down, and ran down to the other side of the house to see what was going on. And that's when my dad said, it's a tornado. You need to get back to the bathroom. So we started running through the house as the windows were blowing out and debris was flying all through the house.
What was the sound like in that?
It sounded like a train or an airplane was landing on the house. It was something I will never forget. And we made it to the bathroom, and it seemed like a lot of, time had passed, but actually it was just, a few seconds when it had actually passed, but it did actually hit our home there and took the roof off, blew out all the windows. The sliding glass doors that were around my parents' porch were actually bending and making this noise, it's just an unbelievable noise. And it looked like when we came out of it, they lived in a cul-de-sac on a hill, and they had debris just all in the grass and power lines down. All of our cars were pretty much
And you were
totaled.
Fortunate, weren't you? Because
yes,
there were other people in the area that lost their home.
The street over next to my parents' subdivision was completely gone. Everything was gone.
Okay, so you're listening to Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore. After the break, we'll be back to talk some more about this tornado. We're here on 95.1, Talk of the Mountains, WJRB.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance. I fell
into a Hello, welcome back. My wife Kathy and I are here talking about, do I have the right kind of policy on my house based on who occupies the house and who owns the house? It's going to be 25 years in this month since I started More Insurance. And it's a major milestone for me. Kathy and I got married. We've been talking about her experience coming from Florida, being in a new area, being in a place where it's very different from Florida, correct?
Yes.
I mean, even the storm, she'll tell you when she's up here in the mountains, just the thunder rolls up here.
It does.
So, like Florida. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the time that she survived a tornado. It was raining. You heard a lot of like a freight train coming.
That's right.
When we talk about that moment in time. I can tell you that this changes you, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I would say that when your house is damaged and your cars are almost totaled, it is a very hard time to go through. But fortunately, we had insurance, and we were able to get back to where we were prior to that encounter of a tornado.
You had a good agent, didn't you?
We had a good agent, which was very helpful, and he was really there for us to help, you know, find a place for us to stay. And that was really important to us. And
did you stay on the beach?
We did stay on
the
beach.
There you go, on the beach.
That's right.
So Kathy had experienced this. I'd mentioned in a previous show that her family, her grandfather was an independent insurance agent. So, I mean, boy, our kids are doomed, right? I mean, my side, your side. And he was in a town called Humboldt, Tennessee, which is just outside of Jackson. And he had the independent insurance agency. For health reasons, he decided to move to Florida.
Correct.
And he also had an insurance agency in Florida.
Yes.
And he married off his two daughters. And what did he do?
He moved back to Tennessee.
So, anyway, I wish I could have met him.
He was a good guy.
He passed away when Kathy was in third grade. Her grandmother, who wants to be called BB, is now 96 years old.
Yes.
And she was a widow at age 53. So she's, and yes, that was back in the 70s. So she's
correct,
been there for a long time. But evidently, he must have been a pretty good businessman. But that's how Kathy's Florida got from Tennessee to Florida. And she did experience this situation with a tornado. Tell us about the trees in front of your house. You told me this story before.
Yeah, we have huge oak trees in the front of my parents' house. And after the tornado, they were completely gone. We could not find them. We don't know where they ended up being. That was quite devastating to realize they had been just ripped out of the ground. And
like a weed eater.
Yeah, it was. They were gone. And there was no remnants of the tree at all, which was really upsetting. It also looked like you had taken mud and smeared it all over the whole entire house. There wasn't a place where there was no mud. We had to take hoses and pressure washers and wash out the house, which was really weird to have all that. Plus, I had found glass from my bedroom window had gone into our closets or inside our clothes and our pockets. Through the louver doors.
So that glass was blown.
Everywhere.
The window was blown out, and the door to the closet is closed.
Yes.
And glass somehow goes through the louvers in the closet door.
Correct.
And is inside your pockets.
Exactly.
So you're wearing something, and all of a sudden you're finding pieces of your window inside your pockets. So I know in this situation, we're just kind of illustrating claims. You know, we talked about these are emotional times. I can tell you, as I mentioned, I mentioned this, that Kathy was not the same after this.
No.
When a tornado comes through or any kind of bad weather, she is very hyper aware about what the weather is going to be.
Mm-hmm. We go to the basement now.
Yes, we have a basement now. In Florida, you didn't have that option.
No, we had nowhere to go except the bathroom. So, yeah.
The way homes are built in Florida is very different than up here, because you know, a lot of houses here are frame. Mm-hmm. In Florida, you had cinder block walls. You know, your house took a pretty good licking and still was okay. I mean, we were going to interior bathroom. And I guess this must have lasted seconds, but it must have seemed like hours.
It did. Actually, one of our neighbors, because my parents live in a cul-de-sac across the street, could see it coming. And he said it was coming straight towards our house. And then at the last moment, it turned and went between our house and the neighbor's house.
And it was probably because your mom was praying.
Yes, she was.
So Kathy's background is a surgical scrub nurse. She worked in the eye care industry, I guess you would call it industry. Or
yes.
She did work to help to be an assistant to the LASIK surgery.
Cataract surgery.
And I yanked her in the insurance business. So she really enjoyed that. Were you not on duty, or at some point you were there after a tornado came through and you were having to help people that had been in this situation, correct?
That's correct. They were devastated. They came in from there was a mobile home park where it left our subdivision and hopped over near our church and took out a whole
Was that the same storm?
Yes.
So you left after being hit by a tornado and you went back to work and people were there with stuff in their eyes or what
they were hurt and injured from being.
Yeah. And we talked about that, in those situations, people come to the office and they had that look in their eye. They've lost their home or they've been in an accident. This is the emotions of this is like, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes.
Yes.
Because people are, but bad things happen to good people. Our industry only exists because bad things happen.
Correct.
It doesn't exist because good things happen.
Well, so, I look at it being coming from the medical field to insurance, of course, it's now been 20 years for me.
That's unbelievable. Insurance. It's been that long.
We're still helping people, and that's our job, is to protect our insureds. And the most important thing is to make sure that we get you back to where you were prior
just to like Miss Annie.
A claim. Exactly.
Now, going back to today's show, we spent some time kind of rehashing last week. The topic is, do I have the right kind of policy on my house based on who occupies the house and who owns the house?
Correct.
That's a mouthful, correct? That's a lot.
Right. Well, there's different kinds of occupancies for the house.
Yes.
We have your primary home, which is where you actually reside and live the majority of your time. There's a home that is rented. Is the house a secondary home, which means you might have a house, your primary home is maybe in Florida, and you have a secondary home here in the mountains.
And we have a lot of secondary and seasonal homes.
Or seasonal homes,
yes.
Where you spend more than 90 days here, it's more of a seasonal home, and then you have your primary home located somewhere else. And of course, the most important one is your home is if it's vacant.
That's very important.
Because the exposure,
you lose coverage.
You lose coverage after so long it being vacant.
Which is water damage and vandalism.
Correct.
So let's talk about, as an agent, we want to know what's going on at a house.
How are you
going to
use that
house?
Yes,
and you need to disclose that. We were going through our list of policies one day, and we were kind of going through and looking at updating
renewals,
and we're trying to be proactive about that. So we see this policy that this gentleman is 95 years old. He has a homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. And we're like, wow, that guy's doing great. He's 95. He's still living at home. He's on his own. Mm-hmm. So we call. Can't get in touch with him. So we eventually get in touch with the son. So, dad passed away 15 years ago. And so we sat there on that policy with the homeowner's policy, and that wasn't the right type of policy.
No,
so we had to rewrite his policy to what's called a dwelling fire policy.
Correct.
Because it was not a primary residence. It was kind of scary. They're going to cover you, but you don't want to be a situation where you're sitting there with the wrong type of policy for the wrong situation. And just like Kathy said, you got your primary house, rental houses, secondary, seasonal, vacant homes, your primary residence. So sometimes people will actually have different types of ownership for a primary residence.
That's correct.
What are those, Kathy?
Well, you can own it individually. You can own it by an LLC, owned by a trust, owned by a life estate. Different people do different things for different reasons. Most people are individually own the actual house. It's usually themselves and their spouse. And we like to list both of them on the policy for liability purposes. And we like to try to do all that.
Yep. Let's talk about, I'll tell a quick story because we're going to be running out of time here. On a secondary home or a seasonal home, we're having some cold weather right now.
Correct.
And what happens every year?
Someone has a freezing pipes.
Somebody takes off, they don't winterize their house, and their pipes freeze and burn.
They don't leave the heat on.
That is a covered loss. So I just want to give a you know, awareness right now, if you're leaving and going back to Florida or you're coming or going, be sure that you have winterized your house properly or maintained heat in your house. I would say at least 60, 65 degrees inside your house.
Correct.
Okay, so we're going to have to continue this topic next week because we are out of time. This has been Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.